About once a month or so, we check in with Steve Bug from Great Lakes Credit Union and learn a thing or two about what they are up to. And Steve, I'm kind of glad we're getting back to some basics here. I remember one of the first times you were on, we had just kind of explaining what credit unions are and demystifying some of the myths. And I'm excited to rehash that conversation a bit. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, John. Happy to be back on.
I dove into the history of credit unions, discovering kind of where they began in Europe and spread to the North America as a way really to provide affordable credit for a lot of working class people. And, you know, credit unions have changed over the years. Banks have too in many ways. But I feel like that core mission of providing for working class folks, everyday people, remains true. And it's a thread that continues at Great Lakes Credit Union.
That's right, John. If you really think of the cooperative nature of credit unions and the focus on really helping the members and the communities that we're part of, really is that philosophy of how we started. And at GLCU, as like other credit unions, we are member-owned. We're not for profit. And so instead of giving our profit back to shareholders, we reinvest the income back into our communities and to our members, but also by getting competitive priced products and services in front of our members. But also the unique thing is we offer free programs that larger financial institutions don't offer, like free counseling through HUD certified counselors and also through financial literacy programs, because we know if we can make our members better and the community better, GLCU and that community will thrive as well.
You know, and everything you say is so great, right? It's almost a wonder why anyone doesn't belong to a credit union. Like, why is our default for so many people, not everyone, of course, or credit unions are doing great, like Great Lakes Credit Union, but the default is to be part of a bank, even though we know that they make money for their shareholders. So I plugged that question into ChatGPT, Steve Bug, and it laid out a lot of the advantages that you talk about, right? And we've talked about a lot on this show. And then I said, well, what are the disadvantages? And they say, well, there's a perception that many credit unions are small, antiquated, and they restrict who can be a part of them. And that's why I wanted to chat with you, because ChatGPT at least admitted that it was a perception, because I don't think that's the reality, at least not for Great Lakes Credit Union, Steve.
Right, John. And I think for many, that perception is a reality. They don't think that they can participate in banking from a credit union. They think maybe they need to belong to a union. They don't understand the membership aspect of belonging to a co-op. And so how do we make that a known fact that anybody, right, can join the credit union based on the eligibility that that credit union has? Great Lakes Credit Union is open to the community. So where we have our field of membership, you can be a member of the credit union for $1. So if you equate it back to like a mutual savings bank that were very popular back in the 80s and 90s, it's that same type of concept, right? So you're an individual owner. It doesn't matter if you have $1 on deposit with us or $200,000 on deposit. We treat each member equally and each has a vote in the democratic process of credit unions. And so we try to debunk that philosophy of, no, you can't join, it's closed membership. GLCU is not, but you're right in your first comment that you made. Credit unions were initially started to provide banking services to closed membership from maybe it was an employer group or an association. But over time, the industry has expanded and those membership avenues have opened up. But a lot of people don't understand that they can be a member of a credit union, and that's just true. You can be a member of a credit union, but it is hard to get a lot of people to accept that.
And the tech has caught up too, right? Maybe it was a thing in the past where online banking was slow to be adapted by credit unions, but at GLCU, I mean, you've told me about AI, you tell me about, you know, being able to be compatible using Zelle and other things like that. I mean, you aren't taking a step backwards going to Great Lakes Credit Union than you are from the technology at your bank.
No, and you're right. We do have an AI assistant called Olive. And if you think of what Olive does, Olive really has replaced telephone banking. And so that service is available 24/7. But we take that a step further. We also have a 24/7 bot with a live agent. So if you're not getting the answer you want 24/7, it'll switch you over to a live agent through chat. And then certainly the robust online and mobile platforms that we offer are second to none to what the large institutions have. And so we compete head-to-head on that technology aspect. And when we really think about one of the unique differences at Great Lakes and some other credit unions that banks do not have is what we call our shared branching network. So that gives our members access to over 5,600 branch locations and 30,000 ATMs through this co-op shared branching network, in addition to our own 23 branch locations. And you can go in, you can make deposits, you can do withdrawals, you can do your banking. So it's an extension of Great Lakes Credit Union through these 5,600 other nationwide branch locations.
Yeah, you guys just do so much for the community, right? And that's because it's your mission. I mean, that's the money that is made from the investments of your members that they put in, instead of being divvied out at the end of the day to the stockholders. I'm not trying to disparage banks. You know, people make money. That's fine. But you immediately infuse that into communities. I mean, we talk about the Leaders Network that you partner with to open up the branch in a neighborhood that didn't have a bank or a credit union branch till you guys hopped on in there. I mean, there are real cyclical changes that are happening in communities because of Great Lakes Credit Union.
And you're right, John. And at Great Lakes Credit Union, it's very intentional and it's strategic. And we really focus on that mission-centric based philosophy. And we give back to the community and we have results to show what we do to help empower those communities and those individuals. And you just mentioned Leaders Network. I was just visiting the branch staff today in Austin. Members are coming in. They're excited that we're there. They want financial literacy. They want our credit builder loan. They want a second chance checking account that we offer. They want to use the products and services because they've not been available to them in that banking desert, and Great Lakes Credit Union is committed to helping those in banking deserts like Austin.
Yeah. I just love that a lot of the products you mention, they really are mindful towards building people's credits, right? Like you have a program that helps people build credit through a checking account, right? It's not, here's a checking account with a wow percent. I mean, I'm sure there are great percentages too on the yields, but it's about, sure. Well, let's create something that is going to help the member and the community as our first mission and help keep the branches going as sort of a second mission. You know what I'm saying? It's not profit first, it's person first.
That's right. And the way we look at that, that credit builder loan, it helps people reestablish credit or establish credit if they've never done that. And that goes on their credit report. So then they can look at perhaps getting a car in the future or getting a home, but they have to start somewhere. And for those that maybe have had a blemish somewhere else on a checking account, that second chance checking that we call Fresh Checking is a national bank on certified checking account. And it's fee-free, and it gives them that ability to reestablish that checking relationship with a debit card and to reestablish that traditional banking relationship so that when they go and apply for a loan, they can show that they have that banking relationship.
Sure.
And that they have that credit record as well.
Steve, I'm a little over time. I'm sorry, but I had to get that in there. 815, by the way, says you guys are doing a great job. Been great to me for 25 years. Thank you so much. So there you go. A happy customer on the text line. Steve, we'll talk again soon next month, okay?
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.